This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
98 KUPD, thank you, Goth Brooks. It hurt a little Metallica. Alex is going to be here in a little while. Going to win that car. Last few days of registering to win the car. And at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you another chance for you to win the Dodge Challenger that sits down there. Will you be the owner of the Challenger? I'll find out. Sooner than later. 1 week from Saturday, I believe, is when we're going to finally give that sucker away. I hate to see it go. Kind of dig the way it looks on our patio out there.
Are you getting excited about the Metallica concert?
I kind of am, because I've been listening to the last album, Hardwired, and it's really good. And it's, you know, it's a good Metallica record that I want to hear live. It's the first new album I've had in a long time that I'm like, I'd like to hear some of this stuff live. And it was St. Anger. It was like, if I go to their show and they start playing this, there's a lot of beer breaks in those shows. But this last one in Death Magnetic was pretty solid. And so they've had a couple
of
good
ones. You see some
of
the videos from their shows on this tour, it looks pretty badass.
Yeah. No, they're going to blow some things up, and it's going to be, it's a big spectacle, and I'm excited about it. So, yeah, Metallica show is, the ears are perked up. I'm ready to go to this. A couple years ago, maybe five or six years ago, probably wouldn't have had any excitement for it. This is a good one.
I think that was the last time they were here.
Yeah. I wasn't.
We got four songs.
I don't think I went to that one.
Four songs.
That
was even before that, I think. Yeah. That was even.
Yeah, that was the night before the show.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the actual show?
I didn't go. No.
Yeah. Oh, really? It was great. That was the one David Wells was down in the pit.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know. Either way, I've just been, last couple times through, I've been like, I've seen you at your best. I don't want to hear anything off. Death Magnetic, I probably should have gone to. The St. Anger one about 12 years ago.
But they played mostly old stuff. They didn't. They played like two or three songs from St. Anger. Playing hit after hit after hit.
They know.
Yeah, they buried it in there.
Buttered. I've been looking at their set list, too, and like the San Antonio show and a couple others. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're mixing in the good stuff.
They throw it all at you.
But the new stuff is worth listening to. If you're familiar with the album, they got a couple of great ones on there. It'll be good live. So, yeah, Metallica's a week and a half away. And that means we're going to be handing out that car the day after. Pretty sweet. Whiplash will be in somebody's driveway 2 weeks from right now. Be parked at your house, maybe, huh? How about that? Listen at 8 o'clock. Find out if it's going to be your destiny. Today could be the day. We'll give you the word, and you can you don't have to hashtag it. You have to text it. Hashtag your photo, KUPD Whiplash Contest, and you can hashtag a little picture of yourself with the car like we've been doing. The car will be out again. Go to KUPD on the website at 98KUPD.com.
I'll be out Wednesday on your birthday.
You're taking it?
Yep.
There you go.
Avondale Dodge.
All right. Those are the ones to go to. Those are the ones to at least get into the deal, because Larry said the one at Peoria was a bunch of people who showed up that were already kind of in it and didn't really. And Larry's like, I'm trying to talk him into it. No, I'm already signed up. I took the picture. Like, yeah, but if you sign up, you get it again. He said his box for entries might have been like 70 or 80 entries.
Wow.
The people weren't signing up. They were just going and taking the picture and getting out of there. And he goes, I didn't get it. I couldn't explain it to people. So he only had like 70 or 80 entries, one of 70. So he does a drawing at the end of the event like you're going to do tomorrow, and boom, somebody's qualified for the card drawing way beyond. And you get Metallica tickets on top of it. Pretty awesome. I understand people who do, you know, make mistakes and don't understand directions. I live with one. Huh. Megan and I got Uber Eats yesterday, right? Mad Greens, which I'm a fan of. So she orders up the Uber Eats, which we've become kind of happy to see is fixed itself pretty much. Because it used to be you get the Uber Eats and then like half the stuff would be there and you don't know who to call. The guy shows up with some of your stuff, and you're like, you can call the restaurant, you can call Uber. That dude doesn't want to come back, so I just stayed away from it. They've got it down. Like, they're doing it right. Uber Eats is killing it. So he orders it up, food's there, kill it. Megan and I talking, whatever, about an hour after we eat. I'm like, man, that was like a perfect meal. Everything was perfect. And she looked at me and she goes, I just realized something. Like, what's that?
I did something kind of dumb, and the Uber driver's a jerk.
What in the world just happened? There wasn't a word from Uber driver to now.
Well, when he came here, I paid for the meal, and then I took it in, and I just realized that you prepay with your credit card.
Nice tip.
I gave him $43.
Nice tip.
What?
Yeah, I gave him $43 cash, and
That's stupid.
He's a jerk.
Really?
He's a jerk.
He's the problem. He's the one that made the mistake.
Well, he should have given it back.
Right.
Was this her money or your money?
It's our money. What's the difference?
Doesn't matter at this point.
But I'm like, Uber driver. You think he's just rolling in? I know they all tell you the story. Like, well, I invented Dell computers. I just do this for fun. That's never the truth. They're all, you know, basically trying to make ends meet with a little extra cash on the Uber. So every Uber driver I've had that's told me the story, I only do this because I'm waiting for my 44 houses in Antigua to close. Now, you're all basically bad emails from Nigeria. So the Uber driver's like, thanks, lady. She goes,
he acted awfully happy when I gave him that.
And of course he did. He just got a $40 tip for no reason at all.
Hey, look at it this way. You might end up on the news or something because you're such great tippers.
Yeah, 40 bucks instead of like the guy who gave him $1,000. Some lady
that is
gave him
interesting how it goes down. So he's like, I don't have any cash. I want to tip you on my credit card. Or he...
No, you don't pay. You don't pay him.
I know, but somehow he has to know the figure of the how much the amount of the food was, and then charged her again the full amount.
It gets I don't know.
No, he doesn't know. You've already paid for it.
Yeah, you pay for
it. He's just delivering
through your phone.
I know, but what I'm saying is she paid him twice that same amount.
She didn't pay him at all. He didn't get any of that. He just gets summoned to go pick it up, and then there's a fee for Uber Eats that you pay when you order.
He drives her Uber, he gets paid.
Yeah, you click on Uber Eats, and then they send for the Uber to come pick the food
up. This is like trying to explain to my grandpa how to work a computer.
This is why Brady's VCR still flashes 12. Yeah, I said it, VCR.
You can get food?
Wait a minute, that's supposed to be a clock? That's not a countdown?
No, that is an actual... It's flashing because it's ready to be set.
Why is it always noon here?
So how did she get charged the second time?
She didn't get charged, Freddie.
It was a tip. She gave it as a tip.
She got charged one time.
She thought she was paying for it because she didn't remember.
You and Megan go talk this out. You guys go figure this out. I'm out 80 bucks. That's all I know.
So the Uber driver says, oh, generous lady.
She paid the Uber driver, and he thought, oh, I'm getting a very generous tip.
This is my $43 tip.
Right.
Yeah.
He knew what was happening.
He knew what was happening. I got to get out of here quick.
But he's like, she didn't recognize the problem yet. I'm walking. And he got in his Altima, and he sped away.
You can hear him peeling out.
Yeah.
Dumbass!
Let the Uber driver just call you dumbass.
I don't know. He's weird. Salads?
Yeah. Two Mad Green salads were $80.
Why do I still...
And so she's writing it in on the tip line,
oh,
too.
For Christ's sake, Brady.
Just,
is this really this hard for you to follow?
No, I'm just saying. Look, it's amazing that she wrote.
No, he
doesn't have a receipt for her to sign.
It's paid.
She already paid. Gotcha.
She gave him $43 cash.
She gave him the cash.
The only thing
I thought you said it like went on a credit card.
It did. I gotta go.
First base.
John's giving up.
Who? What? Who's on first?
Brady, you gotta try it, man. It's pretty awesome.
You gotta try.
You could do DoorDash. You could do Uber Eats. Is there anything else? Is there another one?
Don't do it. Megan did.
Well, are you ready for this?
John's gone.
We use the services.
You've been using it?
So, at Porkopolis. No, I haven't ordered
Uber Eats. All right, stop talking.
Porkopolis does it.
Yeah, we have three. We have Amazon Eats.
Oh, man, I bet the Porkopolis guys are thrilled. Brady's like, oh, man, we got an Uber Porkopolis. This dude hands us cash for no reason at all.
Or you just taking a little time out there, a little breather?
Yeah, I had to walk. I had to get a little fresh air. Did you get it now?
Yeah.
It sucks when technology passes you by.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's like Tommy Lee Jones at the end of No Country for Old Men. My father was an much older man than me at that time. Just rode by me. Set up a camp.
Well, that technology wouldn't pass me by. I'd refute the $43.
How?
You cannot. You can go up
cash?
To 2 days if it's on your credit card.
Yeah, you can lie.
He's not trying to get the credit card money
fraud.
Back.
That's fraud to the card and the company.
Yeah.
Because they got
that's fraud. That is fraud. You're right. Yeah, do it. That would be fraud. Fraudulent charge. You're claiming that something you actually charged is a theft and a fraudulent charge.
How are you going to prove that you gave the guy $43 cash?
Like, I can call Amex anytime I want and say, I didn't charge these three things, and Amex knocks it off. It's fraud if I do that. And they'll investigate it every time. Like, oh, you've got fraudulent charges. This was not a fraudulent charge.
Yeah, that's what paid for the dinner.
Right. I paid the dinner on the
card. You would have to be able to prove you gave the dude $43 cash, which would be impossible.
Which is impossible. The Uber guy would be like, no, don't remember any of that.
I got a lot of runs today. Oh, I don't
he'd
remember.
Be worth the...
He'd be in his brand new t-shirt and Chuck Taylor Converse shoes because he went to Target right after and shopped.
There's no record of that $43.
So then Amex would be like, why did you dispute this charge? Did you eat Mad Greens? Of course we ate Mad Greens.
Of course.
It's delicious. And it was $40
and
Mad Greens.
And it was on time. And we gave him a 5-star review.
It was amazing. And the Uber driver was very quick. And then my wife handed him $43 for no reason at all, and he walked away with it. Instead of being a nice guy and saying, ma'am, you've already paid for this.
So that was the first time you used Uber Eats for Megan?
Oh, we've done it a million times.
Okay,
she's goofed.
Out of the million times, it just kicked in that she
well, you know, it's like, you know, just out of habit from the past when you'd pay the driver, she thought to herself, she knew the bill, and she gave him the money. Because the receipt's on the bag
from
the thing, so she looked at it and said, here you go. And he's like, yeah? Oh, well, thank you. And he walked away. And she said something like, that's all yours.
You don't need to keep explaining it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm trying. It's baffling that she have done it so many times and still did that.
Right. Well, it's just a goof. That's why it was.
Because
that's
once
why
you place the order, it's funny. All taken
that's why
care
it was. Well, it used to be. It used to be a funny story.
That's why it was funny.
Before the wet blanket here tossed all the technology nonsense on it. It was a funny story, but now it's not. Anybody else got anything?
Well, I'm mad. You lost $43.
I know. You're angry. You're cheap for my money. Yeah, but it was an $80. The long and short of it was an $80 salad.
Seriously, John.
Anywho.
I know where the paperwork is. I can get Brady committed.
We need to just have him sat down for a couple of days.
It's seriously, like my mom will hand me her phone. Oh. Can you try to figure out the Google Maps app? I can't do that.
Oh, it's the closest I've ever come to crying about my mom's age was the time I gave her that goddamn... That frame I always talk about, that magical the picture frame that does multiple photos.
The digital picture
frame. She put a picture in it of like a Polaroid inside the digital frame. And I'm like, what's this? This is not how this works.
Yours is, it's broken.
No, it's not, Mom. You've got to plug it in.
That is so great.
She put a picture in the digital picture frame. Told me it was broken.
I don't know if I'm helping or hurting here, John, but can you talk to Tripp? Maybe put a whiteboard behind you so that in the middle of your diatribe, you can draw a flowchart.
Do X's and O's.
Now, here's the Uber guy right here.
Here's my cul-de-sac. Here's my house. Now, it's not a great rendering. I'm not an artist, but let's just run. Here's the Uber. Here's the Ultima coming in. Here's Megan. Stick figure with the big boobs is Megan. The bald one's me.
You're Vince Lombardi all of a sudden.
We're trying to make a wedge here and here and cut it up the gut.
Now, hold on. Well, you already paid for it.
Where am I going?
Dispute that's a cul-de-sac.
So anyway. Yeah. Man, just air brakes.
Sorry I ruined your story.
Well, it was kind of ruined. Yeah.
Hey, Ariel Winter has a new tattoo on her ass.
Well, no, that's a good solid follow. Honestly thought there'd be more legs on that whole Uber story.
Oh, yeah.
We ended up having to explain the way the world works.
Some stories just don't hit it out of the park yet.
Well, no, Brady, that one was going good. That was going good. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. That was your fault. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I have to agree with John.
That was going somewhere. We had a nice little thing, an opportunity to kind of do the Megan voice, make the jokes, and then it turned into explaining Uber to you. And it was... Do you have the Uber app on your phone?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You used it?
I have.
Have you? How much did the guy make?
I used it in France. I gave him cash every
7
time.
7 million francs.
You gave him cash and paid on your card?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't
7
realize.
7 million francs.
So you've been paying double your whole life.
Oh,
Uber.
Yeah.
Uber.
Actually, I'm like, well, isn't that what you do? You give them the cash. They say, hey, it's $15.
Yeah. They don't say anything. If they're telling you it's $15, they're robbing you. Right. Yeah.
I still feel bad every time I say, all right, I will tip you on the app.
Yeah. Well, they have the app tip. Uber used to not do it.
I only use Lyft.
Yeah.
And,
they've always had it.
DoorDash for my food.
Yeah.
But, like, whenever I'm getting out of a Lyft or whatever, I always say, like, you know, I'll just tip you on the app because I don't ever have. Nobody has cash anymore.
Nope.
But then you just feel weird about it. Maybe because it's like riding in cabs your whole life. You always had to just give them cash, you know?
Friday, I demand Brady McCain in the center square.
Oh, no.
Too soon, Joanna. Too soon. Anyway. So we'll move on from that. But, so I'm out some money if you guys want to donate to the cause. I'm not sure. And then
big money.
There is no boundaries in the McGregor Mayweather fight. This has gotten to the point where they've gone anywhere they want for hype, and this is my favorite thing they've
done. Are they still doing it? Because
no.
Shouldn't they be training in this?
They are training, but the new thing that is going on is that for whatever reason, over the weekend and Friday, Conor McGregor was wearing a Golden State Warriors number 23 jersey, which is Draymond Green's jersey.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he's wearing the old one. And I happen to follow enough boxing to know that this is a terrible thing he's doing. The reason Floyd went to jail a few years ago is because he punched a woman, he assaulted her, he threatened her, he broke into her house, and he did a bunch of stuff, and he hit her in the back of the head, which was even worse. But the reason he did it is because he went through her phone and found texts from, at the time, Golden State Warriors player C.J. Watson, who wore number 23. So she was probably or was sleeping with or having some sort of a thing with C.J. Watson of the Warriors then. So there's Conor McGregor in this old Golden State Warriors jersey that's got 23 on it. Draymond Green's like, "What are you wearing my number, brah?" And Conor's response is great, which is, "C.J. Wilson, mate. I don't even know who you effing are. No respect, though, kid. Keep hustling. Stay in school." Stay in school, Draymond Green. And then it says, "Now you're asking yourself why I'm rocking C.J. when I don't give a f*** about basketball, because I dribble heads off floors, not a ball. It's no game here, kid." So basically he's saying, remember why you were in jail when you punched that lady was because of this guy? And he's wearing the jersey. So now he's taken to the domestic violence problem that Floyd went to jail for and making light of that whole thing to sell this fight. There are no boundaries, literally no boundaries in this. And it's hilarious.
Maybe he knows.
So it's got to be legit.
Yeah, his only. It's got to be legit. Yeah. Maybe he knows his only shot is if he gets Floyd to go after
him.
Yeah,
that could be. Like, he goes nuts and he gets him crazy.
Tell you what, though. This Draymond Green keeps coming at me. I'm going to play some NBA basketball as well. I'm in good shape. I can run. How hard can it be?
Well, did you see that report? I don't know if it was real or not. They're saying that they flew on the same plane together.
Yeah, he and Floyd are pals. Yeah. This is all garbage. Yeah. I mean, again, but they're really good at it. But it's all garbage.
Hey, Floyd. Floyd, take your beats off for a second. Thinking about maybe going after a domestic violence thing and sort of a promotional.
They're just going over the plan.
Yeah, go for a player. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it look like I hate you even more. I'm going to bring up your past while you went to the can and such. It'll be f***ing great. But now I want to go one-on-one with Draymond Green. This kid's up my arse.
I don't understand it, but he's
still going to watch.
Yep, I know.
Even though I know it's garbage.
Well, and it is kind of confirmed that he got flattened by one of his sparring partners a week ago.
Oh, there's been video of him with sparring partners that have
just... That was last year, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that. This one was last week, and they showed that picture of him with his head sideways and his eyes are rolling. The guy knocked him out.
But he's trained with a lot of pro boxers.
Right.
They've gotten the best of him in
sparring. None of which are Floyd. Like, none of these guys could hold a candle to the top 20. And they're handling him well. Although, and that's why I don't think that's fake, because in a way to promote this fight is to not make him look inept against boxers.
You'll hear punchers chant a lot.
That's all you'll hear. He's got a good punch.
A lot.
And if he lands one, which, by the way, none of the top professional boxers in all of Floyd's run, outside of Miguel Cotto, maybe you give Maidana and a couple of guys, have landed a clean shot on this guy in 10 years. So, if Conor gets in there and lands just an extremely lucky blow, there's your hope. But otherwise, the fight's the worst part of it.
Unicorn.
Fight's the worst part of this whole thing. The fight is going to be the biggest letdown of the entire thing. The hype is amazing. But going after the domestic violence thing with the lady Floyd punched, going after that with that jersey is balls. And I know he's got him, but man. There's certain lines you're just like, leave the domestic violence thing out of it. You know, there's no reason to bring her into this. You know, she's got to relive the C.J. Watson affair and getting punched in the back of the head by the champ. Conor wears the jersey. And Draymond's confused. What do I have to do with this? And then Draymond fires back, I'm in Floyd's camp, man.
All right, that's it. One-on-one, you and me. $1 billion on the line. Let's do it. I'll whip your ass. Wait, I'll beat you at basketball. Who else got something to say? I'll beat you at your job, too.
Draymond Green thought people didn't realize he was in Floyd's camp.
Well, yeah, I know. That's the thing. Just to be clear, I'm
He's
a Floyd
He's not going
fan.
For the white Irish guy.
Well, that's what I said a couple weeks ago. Racism is still definitely in the fandom of boxing.
Oh, yeah.
You cheer for your own. It's weird. And you feel like I've always been like, you know, I'll cheer for Floyd sometimes, and white people are surprised. Why? Why do you like him? I'm like, I don't know. I just want him to. I just don't think.
The I guy like he's him. I think he's
hilarious. Awesome. I do too. He's one of the best boxers I've ever seen. Now, when there's a fighter, I want to see him like whip his ass. Like I liked Ricky Hatton because he was the Conor McGregor of boxing for a little while. I'm like, I'd like to see Ricky get in there and get lucky. That would be kind of neat because the fandom and the fun behind Ricky Fatten was pretty fun. And it would have been neat for him, and it would have been a great rematch, and Floyd would have whipped his ass. But Floyd whipped his ass the first time and walked away.
It's different for white people. We don't have anybody to cheer for. Really.
Yeah, we can bounce all over the place. But black people are
I
going
love
to...
Canelo Alvarez. He's unbelievable.
Canelo's great because he looks white.
Yeah, he's close to what we're going to get.
That carrot... His nickname is Canelo. His name is Saul Alvarez.
Then he starts speaking, and you're like, damn, man. Really?
Saul?
Canelo.
That means cinnamon. Your nickname is cinnamon. That's a stripper's name. This isn't...
You know a little English, don't
you're
you?
You're not white. And then Gennady Golovkin looks like a guy who would, like, hide in your bushes. And he's Russian. So white people, look, we get to pick. We have the luxury... I guess that's just white privilege. We have the luxury of picking whatever fighter we want because we're pretty sure our guy's not going to win. But white people still do it. Every time there's a good white fighter, we get excited about
Tommy
it.
Tommy the Duke Moore.
Yeah. Tommy and Jerry Cooney. Throughout the years, there's always been the great white hype. Then these Russians showed up, and we didn't know what to do. Well, they're white still, but they're not our white.
I want to root for them, but...
We want a white American. Remember that guy that came back to fight Tyson after he got out of jail that... Peter McNeely. Yeah. People hoped that an angry, fresh out of jail Mike Tyson would lose to this Rocky character. Rocky did us no favors as white people. But we already know, Draymond Green, that you weren't going to surprise the world and go, never liked Floyd, big Conor McGregor fan. That wasn't going to occur. It's okay. But yeah. To go after the affair and the domestic violence is outstanding. But Draymond has to have it explained to him, much like Brady and the Uber Eats, that there's been multiple 23s in the Warriors camp over the years.
Who's Draymond?
It's all right. He's a black guy. You won't know him. He's a guy you call the cops on in Gilbert. It's an interesting thought. This fight is definitely gone down a very entertaining road, and then the fight will just be what it is. Who cares? We'll all be drunk eating pizza.
That's the thing. Just have a little party.
We'll be down $100. So you get your friends to all come in, kick in 10 apiece.
We can get Uber Eats.
Yeah, and we can double the price. That's right. You just settle down about that. It is 6:53. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song, shall we? A good one.
We got a fresh slogan.
What is it?
Go ahead.
ELO slogan? All right, let's have it. Go right ahead.
All right, ELOteam.com.
Don't worry. Brady will have nothing to do with your paperwork.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I have a teacher doing it, so that works out. A former teacher. Right. She's on top of things.
We hope so.
We got Marilyn Manson up here. Cake and Sodomy. Old school Marilyn Manson. Going back to the 90s. Yeah. Snot. Also old. My Balls, Your Chin. Rancid. Time Bomb. Queens of the Stone Age. New one from them.
Time Bomb's old, too.
The Way You Used to Do. So we got some new stuff. Old stuff. Orange Goblin. Queens. Red Tide Rising.
Is that new Queens?
Yeah, that's a new one.
Let's do it. Is it very Queensy?
Yeah, a little poppy. It's cool.
I like Queens of Stone Age a lot. They're never going to be one of those bands that takes everything by storm, but they're just endlessly entertaining, especially live. That last album a couple years ago, I wore it out. Loved it. Okay, cool. We'll do a little Queens of the Stone Age, start this one off. Not so bad. And then, of course, you're an hour and 5 minutes away from finding out what word we're going to throw at you so you can win that car down there. That beautiful Whiplash is here, and it's closing in on the last few days. I think August 5th is the day. We have literally an explosion in the desert we're going to do, a massive explosion. There's been tests. We drone footage of the explosion. It was unbelievable. We had two cameras on it. It's a big explosion. We're going to line some stuff out in the desert, and basically everybody who qualifies, the final five, will have some sort of plunger or electronic device to touch together. And if yours blows up, you win the car. And the explosion that we've got planned is
apparently there's a guest list for this thing because Randall was asking me if...
Well, because it's on the guard. It's the National Guard. And also, we have to stay like 600 feet away.
There's a special bus that's going to be taking us down there at a certain time.
All this is like military crazy. It's really over the top. I mean, we could have reached in a hat and drawn a name. I think the guy would have been just as excited. But we like blowing things up, so this is for us. And it's way out there. We're like in Florence or something. I'm doing it by the jail. Sweet.
Are you riding on the bus out?
God, no. I'll be I'm going to Uber out there and pay $7,000 a year.
Twice.
Yeah. So I'll figure something out. I'm not going to ride the bike, but not riding on a bus. I don't like that. Especially one with a bathroom. Any bus with a bathroom, I'm pretty much not going to get on that.
I'm sure. There's rules. You're not supposed to damage that toilet if you're not going that far.
But there's always a guy who goes, can't help it.
Can't help it going to Florence and back?
Yeah, there's always that guy. The risk of that one guy who can't control his sphincter. I don't like that. Who is unafraid of all public toilets or what he does to people's lives. I prefer just riding in my own. Listening to my own stuff. Cruising along.
More comfortable.
I'll follow the bus. Today, 8 o'clock, we'll give you another word. 97936 is the text number. That's how it works. And then, of course, you got the app. You can listen on the app. We're doing drawings out of that. You got the hashtag down there if you're taking pictures. The social media way to get in. Toledo's out tomorrow in Avondale, I believe you said.
Yep. Avondale.
Going to have the car out there doing sign-ups. So plenty of ways to win. And somebody's going to walk away with it.
Is Randall picking you up?
1 week from Saturday.
I'm coming here. I'm making him drive me.
Yeah.
I'm not driving out there.
But he's not coming to your house first.
Well, I should have him do that.
Yeah.
Randall right. is. He's like our Uber driver
he's
now.
He's our guy. I'm going to start doing this even when the car's gone.
Yeah, I've never asked Mark, him to drive me. Somewhere.
Go to Mad Greens and get me something. Works out perfect. God, that's cool. There you go. A little Queens of the Stone Age. They just got a cool vibe to them. Love it. Absolutely love it. I just got an email from somebody that says July 25th, 1983 is a special day because this is the 34th birthday of an album called Kill 'Em All. Boy, oh boy. No more Metallica stuff coming at you. How about that?
Yeah, we're getting into a lot of that. They keep announcing, like, I think Cowboys from Hell was...
It's 25, 26, something like that.
Yeah.
And then,
yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. And you got Over the Weekend was Guns N' Roses. Appetite for Destruction is 30.
The plot to make Saul feel old.
It is. It's to make... Not to make you feel old, to make you recognize you're old. It's not to make you... You don't feel old. You are getting old. I had a thing the other day where I was telling somebody, I was like, it was probably 20 years ago that I was at this... We were talking about a band. I forget what it was. And it was a concert I saw. I'm like, 20 years ago, that was... I was way too old. I was like, no, it's more like it was 31 years ago. And then I just about threw my head through a wall. I'm like, that's literally, it was 31 years ago that I saw that band live. That's right.
You know, way back before cell phones.
Right, I was a functioning, a functioning independent human being 31 years ago. I saw some, I forget who we were talking about. It was a fair, something at the fair. And I'm like, I was surprised because they were great at the fair 31 years ago. Oh, we were talking about Little River Band. Stumbled across Little River Band. I was like, these guys are amazing. And I played a couple of songs and I, you know, wasn't wildly familiar with them, knew a couple of them. But the band was amazing. There were like 10 of them and they'd all switch playing instruments in the middle of the song. They could all play everything. And like the drummer would be singing and then all of a sudden another guy would come up and just in the middle of the song start playing the same drums and he'd get up and grab the mic and the drummer would start singing. They all sounded alike. It was magnificent. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I probably saw these guys 20 years ago. I'm like, no, I was 25. They're all dead by then. I'm like, when did I actually see that? Oh, yeah, no. 31 years ago was when I saw. But right in the middle of the song, dude will take the guitar from another guy and start playing it. And he was singing. And then the other guy starts singing. And you can't tell the difference. They can all sing. They could all play each other's instruments. It was insane. When I was 14 and thought that was 25 years ago. It's not. Not even close to that. Miserable. And the poor guy, Phil, the guy I was talking to, is looking at me while I'm telling the story and I'm doing the old man thing. I was like, that was like 20 years ago. 25, 27. But 30, 31. It was exactly 31 years ago, Phil. It was 31 long years ago.
You want a drink, Phil?
Yeah. Phil, do you want to get some vodka? Because we're old enough. 31 years ago, the year was 1986. 31 long years ago, Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, then I just go Pat McMahon. You know, when I saw Little River Band as a boy, we took the trolley and the carriage to the fair. Well, it was ancient. So
Caddyshack, 37 years
ago. I know. That's huge. Yeah, that's a 19 Stripes Caddyshack. A lot of the jerk. It's 38 years old. I watched Silence of the Lambs for a little bit yesterday. It was on, I forgot what channel I was watching that. And I'm like,
30?
That's 26 years old. And it's like new to me every time I get to that spot. Megan got annoyed we couldn't watch it anymore because I was following along like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
5'10", 180 pounds, strongly built, blonde hair, pale blue eyes. Said he lived in Philadelphia, but he could have lied, and that's all I remember right now, Mom. But if I remember anything else, I'll be sure to tell you. Oh, yeah, Senator. One more thing. Love the suit.
Stop it. You're scaring me.
Quid pro quo, Clarice. You tell me things, I tell you things.
Yeah, that's not annoying at all.
Not at all. During the movie, but it's really bad when it's on. Like, it would be worse if I was missing, but I'm right with him. And then I'm kind of pissing myself off because it's like, wow, this is too far. This is too many.
My wife does that with, like, 16 candles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All those
go as you go. It's weirder when the guy you idolize in the movie is a cannibal who scares the hell out of everyone. And the other guy whose lines you all know is slaughtering women and making suits out of them. But those are the ones I remember.
Jim Bembry, damn it.
And you think if you saved Catherine, just saved that one, you could stop the horrible screaming of the lambs? Yes. What'd you do next?
I took one of the lambs away and I just ran. But it was very cold, very cold.
That girl in the well had a decent career, actually.
She was in here.
Catherine Bimmel.
She came in here?
Yeah, she was in the old studio.
For what?
Some crap movie.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I would have remembered that.
Not only would I have known that, I would have just done scenes with her.
I know.
I did not meet that woman.
We didn't put the two and two together?
No.
No, you did.
Then it would have been all about Silence of the Lambs. There's no way that's real. You dreamt this.
No.
This didn't happen. If...
Yeah, we would have, because every time I see her on TV, I'm like, that's the girl in the well. Nobody knows her name. You know her name.
The senator's daughter.
Yeah.
Young Catherine awaits.
Like her actor name. What's her?
Oh.
I don't
know. Lady in the Well.
But she's been in a bunch of movies.
She's in another movie with Chris Rock and Anthony Hopkins, and she's Anthony Hopkins'
the
girlfriend.
The president one?
And it's creepy. No, it's Cop Out or something. I forget. It's Chris Rock and him are cop buddies. And she's another cop, and she starts banging Hannibal Lecter in the middle of the thing. And I'm like, no, the girl in the well, she can't bang. No.
Hey, they have a rapport.
Frederica Bimmel was the girl that was weighed down. That's the one James Gunn first did. That's the one he coveted across the street. Catherine, I can't remember her last name, Senator's last name.
Yeah, that would have got a lot of play, Toledo.
Yeah, it would have been, that's all I'd have done. I'd have just been Hannibal Lecter the whole time with her.
She was here with Precious.
Yeah, she came in. And that's, I would have been James Gunn to her the whole time. I'm like, you sit on the floor, I'll stand on the counter.
Put the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose.
Put the lotion in the basket!
She would have probably stormed out.
I'm here to promote my new movie. Stop it.
Brooke Smith is her name.
Okay, no one will ever know that.
She's skinny now.
Is that her? Holy cow.
Yeah.
What was her last name in that? It's Catherine something.
Catherine Martin.
There you go. Love that movie. But 26 years old. I couldn't believe it yesterday. I was sitting there watching it. 26-year-old movie. Little River Band was 31 years ago. That means that when I saw Little River Band, it had been nearly 7 years when I saw Silence of the Lambs later than Little River Band. Time is just moving past me. I don't even understand Uber, how that works. I just hand
you
money.
Saw him in '86.
Give money to everybody.
Once you get out of high school, fly a bus.
Scream. We got ourselves a Brady Report coming up next. It's 98 KUPD. It could be interesting.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.